All right, what's up, you mutts? It's a special Monday edition of KFC Radio brought to you by DraftKings. Fantasy football is back, and DraftKings.com isn't messing around. DraftKings.com is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site where you can win enormous, enormous cash prizes every week. You've already researched the players for your season-long fantasy team. Turn that knowledge into instant cash at DraftKings.com. Last year, one player turned 11 bucks into 4,000 in one weekend. Another won 100 grand, his first time ever playing. And another player won $1 million in one day just playing fantasy football. Keep your season-long league where it is, but also play one-week fantasy at DraftKings.com to win huge cash this weekend. So hurry, get a free entry into the Millionaire Maker event where first place takes home $1 million. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code KFC to become a free millionaire. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter KFC. Free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com?
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
I am clearly so hungover, I can barely read right now. Week one is here. We've been waiting for it. And what a week it was, my friends, because I am sitting here on the panel as the only winner. And I believe that's probably the first time that's ever, ever happened on this show. So I am going to soak this in and revel in your misery. Fights will start with you. The Pats, shitting the bed week one. How you holding up?
That wasn't a good one. It was not pretty. Even when they were winning, it was ugly. They had that one drive. Their first touchdown was just like your standard Brady surgical 8-yard passes. Aside from that, they didn't look good at all.
I believe the stat was 2 of 16 on passes 15 yards or more. He looked horrible. The O line looked despicable.
The O-line, the thing that I'm kind of hoping happens is the front seven looked horrible too. And no Sean Moreno, he ran all over him last year with Denver. I guess he just gears up for the Pats. The front seven isn't as bad as it looked. The O-line very well may be. The front seven is legitimate people in playing linebacker and defensive line for the Patriots. You have to imagine they'll turn it around. But the O-line, that might be what we're working with for the full year.
Are you any what's your concern level right now?
Concern level. The thing is, I obviously didn't watch every game yesterday. It sucked that every game was at 1. So yeah. And I was only watching the Pats. I flipped to red zone at halftime. But from what I gathered, no one really looked good yesterday. So it's not that much concern. I guess like a 6 or a 7. They'll make the playoffs. Are they a Super Bowl team? Yesterday they didn't look good, but they're a playoff team.
Tom Brady's going to win the Super Bowl, and now here we are. Fights is putting his concern at a 7, saying
no, I'm not. But a 7 concern is not that high for 0-1. It's like fucking. They'll make the playoffs. They'll be there at the end of the year. And I think Belichick will make the adjustments. I think they have to do something with the offensive line, though. Brady was hit on every single play that wasn't a quick pass. Not just his sacks. He was hit every fucking play.
Big Cat.
There were plays where there were 4 defensive linemen in the backfield, and it wasn't a screen pass.
Yeah. No, I mean, I will say this, though. Like, Brady didn't look – obviously it's hard when you're fucking on your back the whole game. Brady didn't look good either.
Did not. His stats are skewed. Like I saw one thing yesterday that was had tons of retweets from like the ESPN stats thing. Like in the fourth quarter, Brady was something like 6 for 20 for 31 yards. Doesn't look good on paper, right. But it was desperation throws when Miami knew it was coming. It wasn't the first half. He looked. He's not fucking. You know, he's not 26-year-old Brady anymore. But he still looked like a NFL quarterback in the first half. Second half, he didn't.
How far you've fallen from just the rundown the other day, John.
I haven't fallen. I still take them. I'm still. They'll be there at the end of the year, and the Jets won't.
Well, we'll see. Big Cat, the Bills. Losing week one to the Bills is one of the more demoralizing things that can happen. Opening up with a loss to Buffalo.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. It's just how the NFL is, though. Every single week, anyone can beat anyone. It sucks because we all circled that as a win, but what are you going to do? Fucking sucks. Sucks.
Did you guys get banged up yesterday?
I did. I don't like watching football games at a bar. I like being in my perfect world. Like, I'm just watching by myself on the couch because I get stressed out and I get angry. And if people are trying to like talk like during an important drive, I get angrier. I'm not good. I'll go out, like, if the Pats are on at one, I'll watch the 1 o'clock game and I'll go out for the fours.
Right.
But I like to kind of be in my own world when I'm watching sports that I care intently about. Like, I'll go out for like a regular season Sox game, but the playoffs in the same way. Like, I want to be just left alone to do it. But I was too depressed to go out yesterday, so I just kind of sat home and watched leftovers and got even more depressed.
Yeah, I had the rare day where I watched it at home just because we got a blog and stuff, and then I went out after and just got blacked out, like, from 0 to 60. Like, I was actually really disappointed in myself because I had made it to 3:30 Central Time without having a drink. You know, I had maybe a couple beers, but I wasn't drunk. And then, like, flash forward to 7 o'clock, and I was stumbling home and felt like shit. And so it was bad decision-making on my part.
I was absolutely bombed. I got the shakes still. My hand, I'm, like, weak. I can't breathe. It's just disgusting because I've been doing the no-carb summer for this fucking wedding. So I just slug vodka sodas now, and I treat them like they're beers. I call them my skinny juice. I get drunk and I get skinny at the same time. So, so I'm drinking my skinny juices all day like they're beers. So I'm having like fucking 15 vodka sodas. That's not – you can't do that. I can't do that at my age. I'm fucking dying now.
So now that we're on this subject, is it ridiculous that Feidelberg's making me do a diet for your wedding? Like, I've never done a diet for someone else's wedding, but now I have to.
Let's clear the air here. I'm fine with we can make this whatever. I decided that when I moved into my new apartment, it was time to get my life back in order and start eating healthy.
You specifically said to me on Saturday, yeah, dude, got to get in shape for the wedding.
Right.
So then I said,
dude, got to get in shape for the wedding is a joking thing.
No, it wasn't. Now I have to. Like,
it was entirely a joke, Dan. We can turn it into something if you want to turn it into something.
I already ordered
it was a private text and a joke.
I already ordered a juice cleanse to kick this thing off. Like,
you're going hard.
Yeah, well, Feidelberg's like, I'm gonna be the fat face.
Don't make this about me. I said if you want to turn it into something, we can turn it into something. But don't pretend I started it.
You did.
I mean, hey, I appreciate it, Fights. I appreciate that you're taking my wedding seriously and you want to look good for it, you know?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I have a pretty good feeling that the pictures are going to be flying around all over at this point.
I know.
And I don't want to you got to tighten it. Yeah, like, get knocked up and like just tighten. Just tighten it all up. All right,
so that's what I'm doing.
Bit.
I'm tightening.
Well, how long was the weight loss challenge? That was a crash course, right?
Yeah, so I'm gonna do that. I'm not gonna do it as extreme, but I'm planning. When's your wedding? 3 weeks?
Yeah.
So I'm planning on losing 10 pounds.
3 weeks is fucking
10 pounds. I could do. See, the problem we did with the first weight loss challenge is crash diets don't work. That's something we knew going into it. We know they do.
Yeah, they do.
Dan, there's a reason we need another one already. Seven months later, they don't work.
You work. I mean, they work. They just don't work forever.
Yeah, well,
they don't work. Dan, you put on all that weight by the time we were done with the lunch after the final weigh-in.
Let's not be mean here.
Yo, this wedding is going to be a fucking doozy. Somebody tweeted me. If I could live stream it, That would be like the most watched thing ever in Barstool.
Well, if you could get, I mean, you should do that if you could figure out a way to like pay for your honeymoon or something.
Yeah, I definitely,
that'd be unbelievable.
I dropped the ball so bad. I should have like fucking had my whole wedding sponsored. I should have outsourced like the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you should have.
I was, you know, why would I not do that? I pimped myself out in every other possible way for money. Why not for this?
It's the one nice thing about being us and being bloggers is we are now at a point like I'm actually doing a juice cleanse now, and I just got one for free. I just basically like was like, oh, like give me a juice cleanse, I'll tweet it out a couple times, like you don't even have to pay me, but like just give me some free shit. Like that's, we are total whores. You should have hoarded everything
out. Everything. I'll tell you the one thing I did get though. Entenmann's is sending 200 chocolate donuts to me, and they're gonna make like a cake out of it, like a fucking bunch of tears.
That's pretty awesome.
So that's the one fucking thing that I decided to do. I you know, everything else I'm paying for like a goddamn sucker. But yeah, dead man walking 3 weeks, so that should be fun. Let's get into, you know, big news of the day, Ray Rice. This is what weirds me out, John. You broke it today. You blogged it first. You seem to be just as confused as I am. I don't understand how he's not in legal trouble. Like I get that she didn't press charges, but aren't there some crimes that's like you don't need someone to press charges if you're caught fucking slugging somebody in a violent manner? Shouldn't the cops just be able to fucking arrest him?
Yeah, I think from what Revel says. They saw it. The cops saw that video. Rebel's like, we gave him that tape.
That's
so it's on the prosecution, I think. Like yeah, the NFL looks like everyone looks bad here.
So bad.
The NFL looks bad, the Ravens look bad, the Atlantic City prosecution looks bad. Jhené Rice looks bad for fucking marrying him. Like, how do you marry that guy? There's no one who comes out of this without the rest of the normal world thinking, what was going through your head? Like, how did you give him two games? How did you not prosecute? How did you say I do? None of it makes sense to me.
Hey, Kat, I don't know about you. I feel it's weird that seeing this video is changing things. Because, like...
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's the thing that, I'm having a hard time dealing with. This is the toughest, like, thing to kind of mentally get around here, because... No way am I trivializing it, but I also think the outrage has now reached like an absurd level just because they saw it, when this happens all the time in the NFL and no one's outraged about the other times. So but
we're visual learners.
Action. I don't know.
Dude, I like ISIS is the same way. Like, I know ISIS is doing fucked up shit and stuff like that, but then a picture comes on my clear timeline of an American journalist about to be beheaded, that fucking makes me angrier. Like, when I see it, it makes me angrier.
No, I mean, it's a natural thing to be like, you know, now you actually see this girl get fucking clocked, and obviously that's upsetting. But it is funny that it's like, what do we think wasn't a fucking nasty punch? Like, we need that visual confirmation.
Yeah, there was idiotic of me. I was giving the NFL the benefit of the doubt before today, being like, maybe they saw the inside of the elevator footage, and admittedly it was a small part of me that thought this way, but there was a part of my mind that was thinking maybe they saw inside the footage and it was a Solange Jay-Z situation where she's just going off on him for fucking 15 floors and he goes to defend himself and catches her the wrong way,
right,
and
okay,
that happens. Like,
that makes sense.
There was a chance that could have happened.
When he spit on her, right? That's what it looks like, and then clocked her. So it's like just an off. Like, he was on the offensive there. Question to you guys: do you really think there's any chance the NFL had not seen that tape?
None.
I mean, there's just no fucking way, right? I mean,
they're back to Peter King in July said they've seen it on SportsCenter this morning. Schefter was like, the NFL had all of the evidence that was made available to the police was made available to the NFL. Revel says they gave that tape to the police, so you would naturally think they gave that to the NFL.
So the next question is, like, how fucking stupid can you be? You know that tape is going to get out.
It's unbelievable that Roger Goodell and the people of the NFL are this dumb. Everything gets out. Every single video gets out eventually now. Everything gets out. The way the world works now, there's no way that you can get rid of something like this and sweep it under the rug. This isn't fucking 1970 or something. That's coming out.
It's just like mind-blowing that this league that is so fucking successful is being run by people who are like still so behind the times. It's – I don't know. Do you think Goodell has to like step down? Do you think he'll just
– I kind of think so.
I mean, I think he should, but I think like anything else, the NFL is just like bulletproof. They're just
I'm sure the owners don't want him to step down because the NFL is making money hand over fist. But he's always talking about representing the Shield. He's right, the face of the Shield. He's what you think of.
But all that matters is the only reason he's not going to step down. And Dave, I think, said it was kind of like the center plate thing. But the difference is, no one's going to stop consuming the NFL.
Nope.
And no one's going to stop advertising, and no one's going to lose money.
I don't know.
There's not going to be any pressure.
We've been saying this for like 2 years now. Like, eventually these bubbles burst.
Yeah, and Dan, I agree with you, but it would not shock me if somebody pulled the sponsorship. Because it's a very hot button issue.
It would shock me because that's so much money that they would lose.
Yeah. I mean
in 99, did you think baseball would be where it is today?
Well, yeah, people have been talking about the death of baseball since the 94 lockout.
Yeah, but in 99 it was the hottest thing in the world. And then the steroid scandal happened. Well,
baseball is a dying sport. They're not – financially, they're not. Financially, they're making more money than they've ever made as well. They're a dying sport in the sense that they know they're not attracting young kids as baseball fans anymore.
And the game is slow and it's not as – yeah.
Right. But, I mean, financially, though, they still make money. So that rhetoric is a little skewed, but it's like, where will it be 20 years from now? Because nobody's really growing up, like, into it anymore. But so I think that's kind of like a different issue altogether. But this is at least there's going to be outrage from like feminist groups and battered wives groups and all that kind of shit. There will be some pressure. I don't know. If Goodell can really just stand there and take this abuse and continue his whole agenda, that would be incredible to me. The fact like that is the NFL is truly, truly bulletproof and completely untouchable. If he can pull this off,
I think he's fucking done so much to just ruin the on-field product. He is making it safer, you know, with all the rules against hitting and shit. But like, no one's happy right now. People are begrudgingly watching NFL.
No. That's ridiculous. You're begrudgingly watching the NFL?
I wish I didn't watch the NFL.
Oh
yeah,
my god. I've never begrudgingly watched a second of the NFL. I enjoy every second of it.
I hate every single thing it stands for.
You are in the extreme minority then. I don't think people sit on Sunday and they're like, "Oh, I wish I wasn't watching this because Roger Goodell is such a fucking asshole."
No, I agree with that, but I think there is some level of people being like annoyed by the NFL with like.
Well, it's the arrogance.
I think a majority of people are annoyed by the NFL.
The emphasis on certain calls and the commercials and the kickbacks, the touchbacks on kickoffs. There's always some level of like people tweeting in the middle of the game, like, "Oh, I hate this about the NFL."
See that as like white noise, white Twitter, just complaining about complaining.
No, you're right, but I do think that
it's not complaining for complaining's sake. They're small complaints, but they're complaints. It's not like, I'm doing this for the retweets. I'm fucking annoyed by this.
Well, right. No, I think people do it because it's like it's you know, people complain about commercial breaks and that shit because they want. Okay, they're annoyed by it, but it's never. I don't think they're sitting there like anymore and begrudgingly consuming something like that. So I don't know. I disagree. I think the NFL – it's the arrogance of the NFL that would rub – kind of rubs me the wrong way. But everything about it, like you saw on Sunday morning, how many people were tweeting like, "Oh, my God, thank God football's back. This is the best day ever."
Right.
So
I will – the final point on Goodell, I think the fact that other NFL players are tweeting shit out today, like, "This is fucked up," That's I also think is new, where it's like the actual people, you know, making.
Dude, Schefter sucks from the NFL teat like no one else, and he went in this morning on SportsCenter.
Yeah, he went hard. Yeah, so I do think this is like an unprecedented level of like the NFL really.
Hey, you're kind of giving it like they're the too big to fail treatment. That's obviously not true.
Yeah.
I mean, they are too big to fail.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking. I mean, you can't honestly say that.
Okay, I just did.
They're not too big to fail. There's no such thing as too big to fail. That's clearly a proven wrong.
Okay. I mean, the NFL's not going anywhere.
All right.
I'm not saying they'll be gone tomorrow, but most people aren't happy.
Enough real.
I'm perfectly happy.
Let's switch gears and get fucking weird with it. Start off the voicemails. This could be one of my favorite questions ever.
Big Cat, KFC fights Nick from Cleveland. Got a hypothetical for you. If you could train a pet bird to do one thing for you and always return home again, what would it be? What would it do? Fights immediately thought about a fresh can every morning.
Train a pet bird to be able to do anything you want. Fights he threw out for you, you know, run down to the store and grab a tin.
That was honestly my first thought.
Yeah, I mean, that's always
so, like, being like, oh, I gotta go get a tin.
I'm pretty sure everyone in the world would have predicted that would be your answer.
I'd train him. Can I just train him to be my errand boy? Like, he goes to get me a Gatorade when I need a Gatorade. He can go. He'll go to the convenience store for me.
Okay, get so me picking up something at the convenience store.
Yeah.
Hey, Cat. Train a bird to do one thing.
I mean, I want a chef. The question that we asked last week.
Wait, you want the bird to cook for you?
Yeah, I want the bird to cook for me.
Birds are not capable of cooking, dude.
I don't know. Birds don't have – they have a limited
– like, birds aren't capable of picking up or buying a tin either.
No, you can train a bird to fly to the store with, like, money in its fucking claw – and drop it and bring you back a tin. You could physically accomplish that. A bird cannot cook.
All right, so I train my bird to fucking pickpocket people.
Okay, that's a valid answer. So you want a thief bird.
Yes.
A burglar bird.
Get the train station and just take people's money all day and then bring it back to me.
There you go. I like it, creative. I think I would have to send, I mean, obviously the appeal is like that they can fly somewhere for you and then fly back. I don't know. I would maybe like anytime I'd have to like wait online or something like that. I don't know. Like the bird could hold my place or something. You know what I mean? Like you just go and take care of whatever I need to actually be waiting for. Like come back with whatever.
Since the advent of the smartphone, I've never really been upset about waiting in lines anymore. Cause I'm just standing there doing what I'd be doing elsewhere anyway. I'm just standing there checking Twitter.
Well, I'm also at the point in my life, I don't think there's like anything I'll wait online for anymore. Like if there's a line, I'm just not going to do it. I definitely won't wait for like a bar if I can't get into a bar or something like that, or a club.
That is my number one. There's, if you think I'm with, I remember we were like, I think I went out with like my sister's friends or something, and they're all younger than me, and they're like, oh, let's go to this new bar. And we got there, and it's like a blunt line, like half a block long. I was like, you guys are out of your fucking mind. Yeah, if you think I'm waiting in this
Sunday. So where I live now, like all the hot like football bars are downtown from where I'm at. People are like, you got to get there at like 11 a.m. or like you know, you'll be waiting online outside for the 1 o'clock kickoff. I was like, absolutely not. I just went to like a little corner spot. I'm like a lost puppy, by the way, in my new home. I don't know what to do for football. It's awful.
Who did you go to the game with? Do you have friends in the
home? A couple of my buddies came across the river. The roommate came out. So we went to like a spot that isn't like the fucking rowdy football bar, but I was like, there's no way I'm waiting on a line to get into a bar anymore. The ship has sailed a long time.
Hey, boy, very simple question. The rest of your life, would you rather give up sex or do you rather give up the remote? You can never watch what you want. Your wife has to watch whatever she wants. Viva.
Give up sex or give up the TV remote? Fights, I'm going to start with you because pretty much week to week, I feel like you have a statement how you're over sex and you don't really want to do it.
No, see, this is a trick one. I don't know. It's tough.
No, it's not tough. The answer is give up sex. I can't watch TV for 4 seconds without the remote.
Well, I can unless there's something I want to watch. Like, there's probably like 5 programs a week I want to watch, like the Pats, Monday Night Football tonight. I don't know. Well, they're probably like 5 hours a week where I'm really concerned what's on TV. Everything else is just like background noise while I have my app. So it's not really that big a concern. Like I a lot of times will just throw my remote to my roommate and be like, here, you got it. And then, because I'm not really paying attention and I don't want the responsibility of it. But if I'm living with it, like, but he understands, like, okay, we're watching Monday Night Football. Okay.
Yes, well, that's the thing. Now, Big Cat, it sounds to me like you're talking about, like, the convenience of having the remote to flip around, right? Or are you saying,
having
control of what you're going to watch. Like, if your girlfriend has the remote, you're watching fucking Bravo or something. That's more important to me than the convenience of being able to flip around, although they're both important.
I took that also as like you just never have a remote again, so like, you don't get to sit down on the TV.
Right. So yeah, you have to get up and walk over and change the channel every single day.
I would give up sex in a heartbeat if I had to live with that reality.
I think a lot of guys would agree. I think a lot of people would be on your side. I'm actually shocked. Fights thought about it.
Yeah. When I lose the remote, like it ruins my day.
Yep.
Because you know, you go through that progression when you lose the remote where you're like, you look for it for like 4 or 5 minutes. Then if you can't find it, you just give up for a little bit because you're like, I just can't do this anymore. I can't be looking for this anymore. And then after that, for like an hour, I'm just miserable. Like I sit there and sulk and watch whatever's on the TV.
But then it picks up again because after that hour, you're so miserable.
Then you're like, I just got to fucking find this thing. Like, what the fuck? And then I'll just rip my whole apartment apart, and then I'll figure out that, like, it's, you know, under a pile of clothes in the corner that I had. So, whatever.
All right.
Hey, guys. Matt in Boston. After the fapping situation, I was wondering, would you rather see nudes of your celebrity crush or nudes of the hottest girl you went to school with?
Out there is like a lot from up, but there's no one.
Would you rather see the hottest celebrity naked or, you know, your specific high school girl that did it for you? This is a no-brainer for me, but throw it to
you. What's your answer?
I would absolutely go with the girl from school.
Yeah, probably just because, especially after we saw the fapping, it's like – you see the pictures, but do they really – I mean, I don't know. I saw them, and I was like, okay, that's – you know, she's hot, whatever. She's fine. They didn't really do anything for – we're all so jaded now with, like, porn and everything that I agree with you.
What was the question?
Would you rather see, like, your favorite celebrity crush naked or, like, a high school girl, like the girl that you always wanted to hook up with?
High school girl for sure.
I mean, it's kind of like amateur porn versus real porn sort of thing. Like, there's something real to it. And there's just something to that chick that you always wanted, that, like, always it was, like, unattainable, like, the one that got away, whatever. It's just heightened. And, like, Kate Upton's big old titties, it was nice to look at, but it wasn't like, I'm going to
run. There's
But if I saw, you know, fucking Brooke or Janine from elementary school that I had a crush on naked now, I would be over the fucking moon.
Few things. First of all, when it comes to sex and receiving nudes, it's got to be someone you know, or else it's just a girl, an average person on a mediocre camera in decent light is all it is. Like, I've had buddies say, like, oh, I fucked this girl last week, and she just sent me this picture. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's fine. It's a girl I've never met in my life. She lives in Chicago or L.A. or wherever the hell he is. And I'm like, yeah, like, good for you, dude, whatever. But when it, like, I won't even, like, save it or anything. But if a girl's sending me pictures of her naked and I've slept with her, that's a picture I can go back and revisit, and it's got memories attached to it.
Right. There's a mental, like, emotional thing going on that's not just like, oh, I like looking at those nipples. It's like those are nipples that were once in my mouth or something along those lines.
And the one of the greatest nights of my life was back home for like big Wednesday before Thanksgiving or something like that, and just hanging out with all my like buddies I grew up with, and we're just talking about same thing as you, like the Janines, the elementary school girls who are like, hey, whatever happened to her? She was a smoke when we were kids. And one of the kids was like, dude, Caitlin is a stripper now.
And that was like the best news you could ever get, right? That was like awesome.
We like went like drove around town like honking the horn like out of a movie, like picking everyone up. We're like, dude, Caitlin's a stripper at the King's Inn. Let's go. It was the and like her eyes were like, what the fuck? Because like 20 of us walked in. It was
brutal.
The best night.
That's brutal for her.
Yeah, I mean that's worst case scenario. It's like you bottomed out as a chick, as a female. You know you're hitting rock bottom, and all the boys from high school walk in. But you were really like, was she? Like, did she perform for you, get lap dances and shit, or was she just...
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a surprise either. When we heard it, we were like, yeah, it sounds about, like, what she should be doing. that makes pretty good sense. But, no, it was – she was a true professional, not at all.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't turn away business in that sense, but I
– Yeah, it's probably one of her best nights ever, to be honest.
Yeah, probably. The only argument I think I could make for the other side of this question with the celebrity – like if that was Bar Raffaelli's asshole the other day in the Fappening, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty fucking cool that we saw Bar Raffaelli spreading her butt cheeks like she was on the casting couch. So
Jewish girls love anal, man. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, man, they do. They love blowjobs and anal. It's a problem. They're Jewish, so you have to put up with all the rest of it, you know.
Quick question: what is the craziest KFC radio question you guys have ever gotten? Thanks. Bye.
Quite the question that I thought I want to try to like put together like a best of episode with our wildest questions. Because at this point, we've probably answered like thousands. So many fucking dumb questions. So is there one that jumps out at you or one that you thought was truly ridiculous or what?
This is so meta of us or whatever. Meta. How do you say what's the
meta? So meta.
Yeah, meta.
Questions.
I mean, the baby microwave obviously comes to mind just because, and that's not the question that's crazy. It's the fact that we all came to the same conclusion that like, yeah, we would put a human body into a microwave.
Also,
the correct amount of money.
For probably the most wrong we've ever been, like within a minute of that airing, I got tweets from like doctors who were like, bro, that baby's brain would be like
exploded. No, see, I disagree. You'll believe anything you read on the internet. I don't know.
So you still hold firm that a baby can take a 2 second burst.
Yes. If you've never seen a baby in a microwave, you can't tell me that it will actually hurt the baby.
Only one way to find out, right?
Fights. Right.
You got one that comes to mind?
I mean, of course, that was the first one that popped up. I think the other one was like, you have to put your dick somewhere else.
Yes.
Where's it go?
Yeah.
I think
Cat said like his nose or something like that. I think
Dan said his hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, because then we were talking about how if you had penis fingers and you were soft, you wouldn't be able to like do anything because your dick would be flopping around. So you'd have to get hard to actually be able to do anything with your dick fingers.
Yeah, that's another one. I mean, that's an impossible question. There are so many.
And this is not the two craziest, but most recently, the Christopher Columbus question was just awesome. The whole talk about getting to the moon and then sailing, that was awesome. The time that we were talking about Peyton Manning Omaha-ing in bed, and we just went on the rant about how chicks, when they tell you to go faster and harder, that nobody likes it. And
don't know what they're getting into there.
The last one that jumped out at me, I don't even remember what the actual question was, but it inspired the answer of Big Cat saying he would go to jail and just make out with all the dudes.
Yeah, what was that question?
That was one of the first ones. I forgot about that too.
Yeah, that'd be the craziest question, but it was the craziest answer because he was just like, I would just kiss all the dudes and they would all love me and that would be fine. Like,
yes, he's got great lips, he said.
That was like the first time I was like, well, Big Cat is a fucking lunatic.
Is it crazy? Is the crazy part about like looking back on KFC Radio are answers, or the fact that even when you repeat them to me now, I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, of course, I'll just kick a bunch of dudes. Or, of course, I'd put a baby in a microwave. Like, who cares? Like, that's a great call. Great thinking past, you know, Big Cat. Way to really use your brain on that one.
Well, that's how you know, too, that it's all a pretty genuine show.
Yes.
You know, like, we might be right, or we might come up with, like, dumbass ideas. But looking back, I don't think I'd ever change one of my KSU radio answers. What I said back then, it still holds true now. All right, we'll do one more. Let me pull up. Hang on. One more voicemail, and then we'll fire up a couple tweets, and then we'll call it. Now let's just jump into the tweets right now. Easy question, I'm sure, for you guys. Fights, I feel like you're a big karaoke guy. What's your number one karaoke song? This comes from Ben Carlton at BT Carlton.
True story. I've never done karaoke.
What?
Yeah, never.
True story for me, I absolutely fucking hate karaoke. It's absolutely my number one least favorite thing in the world. But I'm shocked for you, Fights. I feel like you'd be like a showman up there, like rocking out boy bands and shit like that.
I'm sure I would be, but I've never really like had the desire to go to a karaoke bar. I mean, if you take me to one, I'll get up there and I'll wow the crowd. But I don't have a desire to hear other people sing for the other 3 hours I'm there. I'll walk in one day, put on a show, and walk out.
You got to be real drunk. The problem for me is there's a karaoke bar like on the direct path walk home from Wrigley. So it's every time we go to Wrigley, get drunk, it's like, all right, well, let's just go. Let's pop in and sing a quick song. So I love karaoke. I mean, it's ridiculous. You have to be blacked out.
I feel like at karaoke bars, too, the line's always crazy. Like, oh, I want to do this song. Okay, see you in 2.5 hours or whatever.
What? When you pop in at Wrigley, do you have one that you, like, go to?
I'm a showman. I take my cues from the crowd. The other thing that you should do, which is actually a lot of fun, is have you ever done like the Asian karaoke where you get like a room?
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's the one.
Then it's just your friends and you get to just pick whatever song you want.
Right. And so there's you have nothing to really be embarrassed about in the world. It's just your buddies. You're just dicking around in a private room. That's the only way I would even consider it. I would never do it. You know what the problem is with me? With karaoke, either you're like good or you're really funny. I'm like in that no man's land where people would just be like sitting there for 4 minutes.
Like next song. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah. And so that's not good for anybody. I'm going to get embarrassed. You're not enjoying yourself. So let's just skip this and let Big Cat go because this is more of his thing.
Yeah, you're like the drunk chicks that come after work and they will not go up by themselves. They have to go up as a group and they're like, they don't have anything. They just
I would be the worst karaoke singer in the world. I have no problem admitting that. I would be that no man's land where nobody enjoys it. All right, one more voicemail and then we'll pop over the tweets again and
okay. Hey KFC, this is Jack from Long Island. I've got a hypothetical for you. Would you rather sit down with your parents and on a big screen TV rewatch all of your sexual encounters from your entire life? Or would you rather by yourself rewatch the sex tape of your parents on the night?
So you sit down with your parents, and on the big screen, you watch all of your sexual escapades with them, or you have to watch the time your parents fucked to conceive you. Big Cat, I'm staring at your chest and looking right at your titties right now.
Yeah, I have to change something on the blog. You answer first, Feidelberg.
I think I got to go watch them.
I think so, too. It's the lesser of two evils. It's pick your poison, but I don't think anybody can sit there with their mom and watch the time that you put your fingers up a girl's butt or something like that. It's just
fucking throwing out a rim job or some shit like that. Yeah. Like she's like if we're watch like first of all just the pure numbers game we're talking here.
Yeah,
it's a lot longer to watch all the sex I've had than to watch that one time when that was probably, that was like when your parents had you, it was most likely a business transaction. Like, it was most likely they decided they wanted to conceive, and it wasn't sex for fun anymore. It was like, let's hammer this out. I got to get to work. You're ovulating. Let's go.
Conception sex is like you're making a deposit at the bank, and she wants to just like lay upside down with her legs over her afterwards. So like the sperm takes. There's nothing sexy about conception sex. Now what if it was like, let's switch the question to your parents' like dirtiest session.
Oh, God.
Now that's a little different. That's tough. But I still think having your mother look at you and you're sitting right next to her, like sometime I had fucking my legs over my head getting my b-hole licked or something like that. Just not an option. Like, mom cannot see that. That's not, I would rather watch that happen to her than have her look at me after.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. That's like, because it's one, mom never looks at me the same way. Two, I never look at mom the same way.
I would rather.
Dad and I are just, we're always going to be dad and I.
Yeah,
it's really the mother-son relationship we're dealing with
here. Cool, actually. It's probably fun to watch either version with your dad and just like kind of like give commentary or something like that. But I would rather carry the
right
of, okay, I'll never look at my mom the same again than have to have her carry the burden of I never look at my son the same way. Like that would, it would kill me to know that my mom thinks I'm like some fucking butthole pervert.
Some degenerate fucking.
What do you got?
I like the night you were conceived just for the novelty of it. That's kind of hilarious.
You watched
it. Like, I saw the night, yeah, that I was made. That's like, I'm actually genuinely curious about that.
Like,
as fucked up as that sounds.
Imagine seeing your dad's like O face and being like,
right,
that was me.
That's me. Here I am. Yep.
I think I've said this before. I'm actually pretty positive I know the night I was conceived.
What was it? Was it an occasion or something?
It was my dad took my mom, because they're always like talking about how it was a magical night. My dad took my mom to the Bruins, and it was when Bork surprised the crowd and took off number 7 because they retired Esposito's number and he started wearing 77. And they're always like, oh, it was an awesome night. It was like my mom's first Bruins game or something. And it was like, magical is always the word used to describe it. And it's like almost 9 months to the day before I was born.
Also, a little Ray Bork magic for the Feitelbergs, and little John Henry came along after that.
Yeah, it was like mid-December 87, and then I was born August 88.
That's honestly, I would expect that like from Rear Admiral. Like, it was a Bruins game that he like was spawned from, but it kind of fits for you as well. It's a very romantic tale. Magical.
It is. Dad. Hope it wasn't in like a garden bathroom.
Brendan May on Twitter @B_May1234. Watch every football game for one season on a 10-second delay. So everyone else around you in the bar or whatever is magically able to watch the game in real time. You're 10 seconds behind. Or you have to live in China for a whole summer. China has kind of become like the default on the other side of a lot of these hypotheticals, because we all kind of agree that living in China is just not an option. However, there is nothing worse than being behind on sports. It's the most crippling feeling ever. If your phone's not refreshing quick enough, or if your satellite TV is on like a weird delay, and everyone else has that satisfaction or that knowledge 10 seconds before you, you want to put a bullet in your head.
You hit the nail on the head. If you ask me like where hell on earth is, it's China, but one level below China is being 10 seconds behind on all sporting events.
So wait.
So I'd move to China.
Okay.
I'd move to China.
Worse, then.
Yeah.
But when you're taking the greater picture, Dan, like.
Yeah, no, I took it all in.
No one in China is watching that game anyway.
No, I took it all in.
I evaluated every possible angle.
Yeah, you got it.
But no one in China is watching this game with you.
Yeah, you're
no one in China is watching the Bears game with you.
So what is that? What do I care? I get to. What do you mean?
I'd rather just beat America.
No.
Like, well, so Fights is kind of being logical here. you either get to watch, like you're in America watching football at a reasonable time, just a little bit behind, or you live in China where like they might not even air the fucking football games, and or you have to find some American bar and watch them at like 2 a.m. or something stupid like that. That's not an enjoyable.
That's worse than being 10 seconds behind. Having to get up at 2 a.m. to go watch football.
I just would live. I would live on American time in China.
I wouldn't want to be in China.
I wouldn't want to be in China. So why not just be like a man of the night?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. The thing about the 10 seconds thing, it's like your life is permanently spoiler alert. It's just so everybody knowing something before you, cheering or booing before you. It's just like they're better than you.
I can just watch a game and not look at Twitter. I already said I like watching games by myself anyway.
Well, that would be your alternative, is that you just never watch a game with anybody ever again.
Is already my preference.
So it's either watch at night surrounded by a bunch of fucking weirdo Asians or watch with nobody ever again.
Just smoking cigarettes all on your face, I bet. Playing weird Japanese bar games or Chinese bar games, because you know they got all those weird gambling.
You remember Frank Reynolds in the
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that looked like fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, you want to order some wings, they want to order like some cats and dogs, their pixelated dicks are everywhere. No one's trying to watch football in Asia.
Here's the other thing you guys are kind of missing here. So do you have any friends that have moved to – like I've had a friend who went and taught English in Korea. You don't know anyone of that? I think there's the allure, and I think that the reason why they like it is because of the novelty. Like you're a novelty out there. So I think that's a big selling point. Like you're a tall white guy. You get shit. You get shit that you wouldn't normally get here. You know what I mean?
I think I've seen firsthand the other side of that. Like, I went to high school with kids who were Asian and British and all that shit, and in college as well. And they get sick of the novelty. They're like, all right, I fucking get it. I talk funny. Like, leave me alone for a little bit about it.
So you feel like you're kind of like in the zoo. You know, you're an animal at the zoo, and they're, like, looking at you like you're a weirdo. I think I'm a big cat, though. I would exploit the shit out of that. And I would, you know, play up the fact that I'm a tall white man and you're a skinny.
But like even like now, like going out sometimes, like it gets annoying when it's like you see a stoolie taking a picture out of the corner of your eye or something like that. That's everywhere you go. They're doing that. Like, oh, look at the tall white guy.
Okay, funny story here that kind of relates to that. Some dude this morning, the roommate says to me, "Did you meet a guy named Brett at the bar yesterday?" And I was like, "No, I didn't meet anybody. I was just watching with my buddies." He works with. Was sitting like at the same bar as me and like texted all of her coworkers like I'm watching the game with KFC at the bar. and I'm like, I told you, I was like fucked up. I was like, maybe I met a dude at one point. No. Technically he was watching the game with me. Yeah, we were sitting at the same bar. But that's a weird fucking move to tell all your buddies that you're hanging out with someone when you're just in the same building as them.
That's really weird.
That's like saying technically when I'm at the game at Gillette, I'm watching the game with Belichick.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we're in the same area. I wouldn't say we're watching it together.
Yeah, that's a weird move to try to pull, and then to like tell everybody, and then you know, it's obviously gonna get back to me if it's with my fiance. Just a weird move altogether. All right, last question. This comes from Charlie Wisco's younger brother.
Oh, my God. There's a fucking younger of the two?
I didn't even think it was possible, right? This kid, I don't know how old he is. He could be like 9 years old for all I know. We might be answering like a 10-year-old's question at this point.
God.
James. We'll call him James Wisco. Jimmy Wisco. Do you think you could throw a football further than a 1940 Heisman winning quarterback? So like old school football back in the day when you never throw, you think you could air it out further than him?
Definitely.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't throw, but if you're winning Heismans back in the day, you were a very athletic person.
I guess, I mean, if they played baseball too, you probably not then.
Yeah, it's not, it's like, I get that they didn't air the ball out during the game, but he probably could also fucking kick a ball further than you two just because he's a stud athlete.
It would be awesome.
I'm actually looking it up right now. The forward pass was 1906.
Wiscos, not even knowing their facts.
I mean, well, 1940 to
what's that?
Wisco is probably like, you know, that's like the 1700s to him. He can't even think about life in the 1940s. He's so young. So we'll change his question to like, you know, 1900 when they didn't throw the ball ever. I still think a Heisman quarterback is able to throw a ball further than you, even if they didn't do it a lot back at the turn of the century. You guys are staying firm now. Blake definitely still thinks he can do it.
I kind of do. I have a pretty good arm. I'm no weird haircut Seth. I can't throw a ball 60 yards.
I guess the question is like, what? I might actually agree with Feidelberg just in the sole purpose of like, did people back then lift weights? I don't even think they lifted weights.
Absolutely not. Like, absolutely not.
Everyone was like malnourished and shit.
And polio. Yeah, we could. We absolutely could. Just by the, like, they didn't lift weights. They just ran around and, like, kind of played a game. Like, their games back then, Michigan-Notre Dame back then was probably like us playing a pickup game now.
Yeah, we're much bigger people.
Bigger, stronger, smarter.
Smarter. Christopher Columbus.
Were smarter than him. What was Weird Haircut Seth's claim? 60 yards?
He said 60 yards. And I was like, that was Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe could throw a ball 60 yards. 20? He came in last. I think everyone in the office threw. I think Seth came in dead last.
I mean, 60 yards is a really long way.
It's crazy long.
Think about it. When a team at the end of a game is at midfield, you're like, oh, this is going to be a bomb for them to get to reach the end zone here.
And that's a fucking professional quarterback, not a fake campaign manager with a bad haircut. All right, on that note, we'll wrap it up. Special Monday edition. We'll be coming to you again, as usual, on Friday. So a little double dip for this week in KFC Radio. And catch you guys later.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.